This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Button Mortgage presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Button up your mortgage with the Button Mortgage Team. Call 833-BUTTON-2 or visit buttonmortgageteam.com. The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time. Let's talk about what happened last night down in Los Angeles, and it wasn't pretty. Danny Morang joining us, Blazers outsider, NBC Northwest, Blazers Edge Pod. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Danny Morang. Danny, how do you give up 47 points in a quarter?
I don't know. It's a franchise record for the first quarter, so I mean, they're record setting. I mean, is that all we got? No, okay, all
yeah,
right.
That's God. How is it that? How like that's embarrassing. This isn't an all-star game.
No, it was. I mean, Stotts called it what it was. It was embarrassing. He in the post game was probably the most reticent and kind of like. Frazzled, frustrated, as we probably see him publicly. He definitely had the look of a guy who chewed some butt, I would say, coming out of the locker room. I mean, it was disgraceful. Kind of coming into this week, I looked at it and I was like, well, let's see how they stack up against the Bucks, Clippers, and Jazz. Let's see if they're competitive. They haven't even been competitive. And I just you can't sit here and talk about all season, not just him, but Dame, CJ, you know, anybody on this team. Cove wanted to say they're going to be a top 10 defense. You can't sit there and say that stuff publicly and then come out and just not just lay eggs consistently, but lay like giant eggs. And it's hard to wrap your head around, man. I genuinely just sit there a little flabbergasted when you know that you have to come out and deliver to come out and perform that. Poorly is that says something.
So we're gonna have to pull Danny saying chewed some butt. Yeah. That'd be a good drop.
That's
for the
a
show
great drop for the show.
Way out of context is when we're gonna play that one on you there, Danny. let me ask you this.
Who doesn't like chewing some butt, right?
I love chewing butt,
right. Exactly.
Look, I understand, like, when they win, you know, fine, it's good. They're winning games they should. The problem is you're not winning the games that really are the test of time, the test of who you are within the West. I think they're now 1-7 against the teams that are above them in the standings in the West. They're sub 500 against teams with over 500 records. They're just not good. And as you mentioned, blown out yesterday, blown out against Milwaukee. Utah's won like 20 straight home games. Nobody's optimistic about that. I just think we know. Look, it's weird to bet against Dame because there's always that what if factor by him. This team's not winning a title. This team's not getting to the West Conference Finals. It just feels weird to be at this point of the year where we still have 5 weeks of the season left and you kind of know who this team is, right?
It's frustrating in the sense of, for years I think we've all been like, hey, how about some consistency? That'd be really great. Well, they're consistent. They're just consistently performing to a level that I don't think they believe that they are. And Joe, my co-host last night, man, he went full Denny Green, man. They are who we thought they were. And that's, I think, more telling. They're a team that they just, like you said, they beat up on teams that they should beat, which is a nice change of pace, right? You know, in the past, that hasn't always been the case.
Yeah.
But they're still, they're struggling, man. And it's definitely frustrating to a point where, you know, I was sitting here just kind of tinkering with some things before I hopped on with you guys. And basically I wanted to see how they stacked up against the teams that are ahead of them in the standings, or, you know, I threw the Mavericks in there just because I wanted, they're right there with them.
Yeah.
The point spread, the margin between those games in which they're not winning them, they're being outscored by almost 150 points combined across those games.
Oh.
So while they're sitting here beating the life out of these 500 sub 500 teams, they have barely been competitive against the better teams. And if you look at the teams that they've beaten in that grouping, you got both games against Philly, which I think most people would say were kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one real win that they have this year that they can hang their hat on is that early season Lakers game, where you had CJ playing well, you had Gary Trent Jr. playing well. They had a healthy LeBron, a healthy AD. That was what, game four of the season, game five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there hasn't really been a signature win since then. I mean, sure, they beat Philly twice, which I'd say is a little bit weird. They've got some wins against the Mavericks. How'd they look against the Suns? Did they get housed? I mean, yeah. I mean, how have they looked against the Clippers twice so far this season? Have they just gotten completely blown out? Yeah.
Yep.
We keep hearing all the, you know, they have them playing their best basketball this season, and they'll figure it out. And it's like, I need to see something. And we talked about it post game last night. If they go out and let's say that the unimaginable happens and they beat the Jazz, does it really matter? Like, if they go out and let's say they drop a game to Miami on the backside of it, I mean, do you look at that game and be like, yeah, that's a building block, it shows they can compete? Because I don't. I look at that and go, that's a one-off. That's a lot like the Lakers game. They've got to show some consistency against teams that actually matter.
Yeah, you got outliers at that point. You just don't have many of those kind of wins. Mm-hmm. Even if they would have won last night, I still think it would have been, okay, that's great, but can you go do it again? Can you do it Thursday? Hey, Norman Powell, yeah. Great, though. Huh? Huh?
Listen, you're not going to, you know, even get me to get sideways on that one. He did. It was such a stark contrast to what the Blazers had at that position for 7 years. Having somebody that isn't just good at attacking a closeout, but can legitimately create off the bounce and get to and finish at the rim. Like, it has been easily the second biggest criticism I have had of CJ McCollum his entire career. He has the worst free throw rate of any 20-point per game scorer since 1970. He doesn't get to the rim. He doesn't finish through contact. He doesn't finish consistently, and he doesn't generate free throws. Norman Powell does those things, and it's just the starkest of contrasts. And honestly, that is something that if Dame is able to have a somewhat normal game last night, I think if they've got Nurkic, things probably look a little bit different when you're trapping him, obviously. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cover the defensive woes, but offensively they probably hang in there a little bit better. But if you've got Powell firing on the other end and doing what he was doing last night, they have a potential to be incredibly special offensively if they've got Nurk out there.
Yeah. Do you want to – I mean, I could take this two different ways. I mean, take it the Nurkic route. I will not argue that when he's at his peak of his powers, what he means to them. I'm not convinced you're seeing that again. I think the sample size the last couple of years would say you can't really trust it because of the injury stuff. He's dealing with knee inflammation. We could talk about that, or I could tee you up to talk about somebody shooting 2 of 10 off the bench, playing 17 minutes, being on minus 19. Whatever way you want to take this, Danny. You know, we
who could that be?
Whatever way you want to go.
I mean, this one's easy because the quick mellow talk is he's been really bad against good teams all season.
Mm-hmm.
He feasts on bad teams. Anytime that the competition ramps up and he's trying to do things like he was doing last night against better competition, doesn't work. Batum put him in a torture chamber pretty much the entire game. I mean, that's really what happened.
Who did? Who was that? Who did you say?
Yeah, Nick Batum.
Oh,
for those that are unaware, Nick is actually still a I don't know what happened. Maybe just getting out of Charlotte and just kind of figuring things out. He's been a very good player for the Clippers this year.
He has. My wife's cousin said, I thought he was playing in Europe. I didn't know he was still in the league. And I said, yeah, he was buried in Charlotte for 2 years.
He's making a lot of money.
Uh-huh. And he's been just doing the things that they need him to do, playing, you know, 2, 3, 4, and sometimes some 5. And he's been fantastic for him. But listen, I mean, Melo is what he is. He goes out there. If he knocks down shots, that's what he's supposed to do. He's just not going to give you anything else besides that. The Nurk thing, I think, is a bigger issue. And I think the performance stuff, it's still there. Like, if you look at the on-off numbers, especially with the very small sample size, the 190 possessions between Nurk and Powell together, they're in the 99th percentile in point differential and points per possession defensively. So they are elite with them on the floor. They have been able to accomplish some incredible things already. So it gives you like this little bit of a glimmer of like, wow, they really could be. If you heard Terry in the post game the other night, he was like, yeah, the limited sample size we have with those two guys is really good. It is. It's incredible. The problem is you can't trust Yusuf Nurkic to play. You're basically running into games right now with Enes Kanter as your center, and anything you get from Nurk is a bonus. And that's a terrible place to be in because, well, I mean, Kanter's not a starting caliber big, especially one that has to play behind Dame and CJ. Nurk is good not just because of what he means offensively and the additional playmaking, but he covers up for a lot of sins, man. And their inability to do so without him, it's going to be stark against the better teams. That's kind of what you saw last night when there was a bit of a layup line to start the game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Danny Moran, great stuff as always. Catch him on the Blazers Outside, our post-game show, NBC Sports Northwest. Of course, the Blazers Edge Pod. He's got a YouTube show, Twitch. He's all over the place on Twitter, at Danny Moran. Danny, thanks as always for the time, man. We appreciate it. And hopefully tomorrow goes a little bit better.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't hope for it.